News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. The new Congress will be sworn in January 3rd, with elections for Speaker of the House and leadership positions to follow. Some Republicans are upset with the Speaker, Mike Johnson, and how he's handled the recent funding fight. They've talked about electing a different Speaker, moving on from Johnson. Republican Congressman Mike Lawler of New York tells ABC's This Week that's a bad idea.
Matt Gaetz and several of my colleagues teamed up with 208 Democrats to remove Kevin McCarthy, which will go down as the single stupidest thing I've ever seen in politics. With that said, removing Mike Johnson would equally be as stupid.
179 of 181 people on board a South Korean passenger airliner were killed when the Boeing 737 tried to land with its landing gear up. It skidded across the runway, crashed into a wall, and burst into flames. Severe weather across the southern U.S. More than 50 tornadoes reported in the last 3 days, blamed for 2 deaths on Saturday. This is ABC News.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. As we head into the new year, both shoppers and businesses are bracing for potential tariffs. Judith Ruiz Branch talks with a Wisconsin small business owner who says there couldn't be a worse time.
Eau Claire Outdoors is a shop that sells gear for camping and backwoods experiences. Owner Kate Felton says she carries products manufactured both in the U.S. and elsewhere.
The Trump tariffs really couldn't come at a worse time for small businesses. Certainly, there's no good time for this to come, but this moment in particular is just a very dangerous moment for prices to increase on small businesses.
Eau Claire small businesses saw record low sales this past year, she adds, including the lowest turnout for Small Business Saturday in over a decade. President-elect Donald Trump has promised to impose a new slate of tariffs as soon as he enters office in January. Tariffs, or taxes on imports, are paid by businesses purchasing goods from other countries. Economists say tariffs are typically passed on to consumers of anything the U.S. imports, from electronics and home goods to gas. Economics Department Chair Thomas Kemp at the University of Wisconsin-Eau Claire says he suspects a significant number of businesses in the state would feel the effects.
Let's say a small Wisconsin business is dependent upon a Chinese supplier for, say, machinery and equipment. That's going to impact them significantly. Or if they're a retailer that sells primarily goods and services made in China, they're going to be impacted by this.
In 2022, Wisconsin imports totaled $41 billion, the highest level recorded in state history, according to Wisconsin Economic Development. For Wisconsin News Connection, I'm Judith Ruiz Branch. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.
You're listening to Civic Media News. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
The Badgers skate to victory. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Men's college hockey. The Wisconsin Badgers beat Ferris State in a shutout, 8-0 last night in the holiday faceoff at Fiserv Forum. Three Badgers players, Quinn Finley, Rylan Mosley, and Kyle Kokkonen, each scored a pair of goals. Wisconsin advances to the final tonight against UConn. NBA. The Bucks lose in Chicago to the Bulls, 116-111. Damian Lillard was back with 29 points and 12 assists, but it wasn't enough. Giannis Antetokounmpo missing his fourth straight game. He's dealing with a non-COVID illness. Bucks head coach Doc Rivers.
It felt like we were playing with fool's gold the entire night. I thought defensively we had no presence. You know, think about it. I think they were shooting 58% at halftime. We were shooting 44% and it was a two-point game. So you felt like either we're going to start really defending and then our offense will go up, or we're not and it's going to be a tight game, and that's what it was.
NFL, the Packers against the Vikings in Minnesota. A recap coming up after the game tonight. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. We'll see cloudy skies, some patchy fog around as well. Our winds will be light with high temperatures near the 40-degree mark. In the overnight, the clouds stay put, lows near 30. Still plenty of clouds on Monday, an afternoon high in the upper 30s to near 40. It's 33 at our studios.
There was a time when barbecue was perfect. A strong, reliable flavor that could be counted on. But then big manufacturers decided that barbecue needed to be zesty or spicy or sweeter or whatever. If you miss the good old days of great tasting barbecue, we'd like to introduce you to Grandpa's Barbecue. Made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Buy yours online today at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
Earl Ingram.
Chuck from East Troy. Good morning to you, Chuck. You say what?
I have a bone to pick with you. Since my wife discovered Civic Media 2 years ago, we are addicted to Civic Media, and you are one of the ringleaders. So anyway, I just want to thank you. Have a good day.
Hey, Chuck, man, thank you very much for the call. Tell your wife I said thank you, and it's an honor and a privilege.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Todd Alba Show.
UW Systems spends $51 million of our taxpayer money for consultants. 3 times the budget shortfall that triggered the Oshkosh layoffs in 2023. Why is there such silence from Democrats in the state capitol on this? Ask people in Richland Center, Waukesha, Washington County, if they got their $51 million worth for the UW system.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome Appleton-based comedian John Egan into the studio. Then Chicago comedians Bill Gorgo and Jim McHugh join the show to promote a New Year's Eve extravaganza in Port Washington. Let's light it up.
Weeknights from 6 till 8.
The music of the stars is back. Around till high noon central, and on New Year's Eve, 7:01. Happy New Year. On the Music of the Stars, I'm Lou Regani, your host on the Civic Media Radio Network. Here's Julie London.
December, warm when the cold breezes blow. My arms so loving, a kind of oven to melt the sleet and snow. That glows like an ember, longs to be loved just by you. If it could be so, then you'd keep me so warm in December too.
Bob Russell wrote that song. Julie's husband at the time produced it for Liberty Records. He's Bobby Troup, who wrote Route 66 and so much other stuff. This is Jackie Gleason. Jackie wrote this late in December. This is Russell Watson.
I'm gonna wait till the midnight hour. That's when my love comes tumbling down. I'm gonna wait till the midnight hour. That's when my love begins to fall. You're the only girl I know that really, really loves me so. In the midnight hour.
Guitars. The still of the night is near. The thrill of my life is near. Kiss me at midnight. Let us love now or never. Tell me at midnight. Your heart is mine forever.
Tommy Dorsey in the orchestra with Francis Hilbert. Edie Gourmet, an American treasure.
It begins to tell round midnight, round midnight. I do pretty well till I. Sundown, supper time, I'm feeling sad, but it really gets bad round midnight. Memories always start round midnight. Haven't got the heart to stand hold memories when my heart is still with you. And old midnight knows it too. When some quarrel we does it mean that our love
the merry bells keep ringing. May your every wish come true. May the calendar keep ringing. Happy holidays to you.
The most fattening time of the year, with that pumpkin pie filling and everyone swilling down eggnog and beer. It's the most fattening time of the year. It's the lip smacking a season of all. While you're shopping, you're cheating, impulsively eating that junk at the mall. It's the heaviest season of all. There'll be turkeys for basting and stuffing for tasting, and giblets and gravy will flow. There'll be cookies that Mom baked and a leftover fruitcake from a Christmas a long time ago. It's the scale flattening time of the year. While your diet you're blowing, there's calories going straight down to your rear. It's the scale flattening time of the year.
Hey, wait a minute, wait a minute. I know there's food everywhere. Eggnog flowing out of fountains. It's like one big bar mitzvah. But listen, you don't have to do that. You can have small portions and make ribbons instead of fudge. You can do it. Please try.
There'll be afternoon dosing
and arteries closing. Cholesterol levels will grow.
It's too cold to go jogging, too brisk for tobogganing, so pass me a hot buttered roll.
Don't you dare touch that roll. I'm watching.
It's the most fattening time of the year.
All those gingerbread shingles and chocolate Kris Kringles will tremble in fear.
It's the most fattening time. It's a belt loosening time. It's the most fattening time.
Here with a special Christmas message, the immortal Elvis.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much. This here is the King. I know I haven't been around much for a while, but I want y'all to know that up here in rock and roll heaven, I'll be thinking of you this Christmas. And I'd like to give y'all a special Christmas message, a message of peace, like, how about a little piece of that pie going by? Thank you. Thank you very much. Like I was saying, Christmas is a time of hope, time of joy, a time for loving. And I sure would love a big slice of that pizza you got there. Thank you. Thank you very much. No worry about that. Oh, yeah, Christmas. Now, Christmas to me means family. And family means friends. And friends means getting together. And getting together means eating. Oh, pass me that drumstick, would you please? Oh, thank you. Thank you very much. And I just want to say to you right now, you know, I may be a big star, maybe too big, but ain't nobody so big you can't reach out a helping hand. A helping hand. Would you hand me a helping of those mashed potatoes over there, would you please? Thank you. Thank you very much. Now, like I was saying, ain't nobody so big you can't stoop to help a friend in need over the holiday season. Now, speaking of season, You want to pass me that salt cigar when you get the chance?
Thank you.
Yeah, just unscrew the cover. That's right. Thank you. Thank you very much. So this Christmas, why don't y'all take a tip from old Elvis? No, leave those steak tips right where they are. You know what I mean? No, I appreciate it. Thank you. I want you to remember, we're all part of God's great big family. And you know God made man into his own image. And look in the mirror, I'd have to say God must be a big, big son of a gun. You know what I mean? I think he do. But I especially want y'all to remember this one last thing. When you're all at home this Christmas, stringing that popcorn up on the tree, save a big, big bowl for the king. Extra butter, know what I mean? Well, thank you, dear. Thank you. Thank you very much.
And now, Mickey Rooney.
You know, each year when I hear Christmas songs fill the air, I think of my home and the fun we'd have there. Our bright Christmas tree, my dear family, friends that I'm longing to see. But now I'm alone and I can't be at home. Christmas won't be the same for me. Yes, I dream of the day when I'll be back with my own. 'Cause it's heaven on earth when it's Christmas at home.
The sack, huh?
All right, Uncle Stan. How about the night before Christmas?
Yeah, how about that?
I mean the poem. Say it, please. Huh, please.
Okay. Close your eyes, huh? Now, get the picture. Now, is this here a dark night, see? And there was, like snow. And this house was sitting out there, see? And Mom and I were settling down for a long winter's nap. So she in her black denim kerchief and I in my motorcycle cap, see? And there arose these here hooves on the roofs, hoofs on the roof. I tell you what it was more like a clatter up there. You got the picture?
But Uncle Stan, do it from the start, like, 'twas the night before.
Okay. Now close your eyes, huh? 'Twas the night before,
Christmas.
Oh, yeah, Christmas. And all through the house, not a creature was stirring, not even a mouse, right?
Right.
Okay. Now, the children were snestled all snug in their beds. Well, they weren't exactly snestled, you know. They were, I tell you, I had these here visions of, you know, like sweet plums.
Sugar plums.
Look, just close your eyes, huh?
Okay, Uncle Stan, but when does the Santa Claus part come?
I'm coming to it. I get the picture, huh? Remember what I told you about that there rough, what there arose up such a clatter of under, remember?
Yes.
Well, that clatter come from this little bitty sleigh, what was fastened like to these eight tiny deers, what had the deer feet, you know?
Uh-huh.
Well, this sleigh was drove by a guy what had whiskers, kind of like Mitch Miller, only white. You dig?
I dig.
His eyes, how they twinkle. His dimples, how merry. His cheeks, Well, what he had was this here jelly belly. I mean, he was pretty funny, but with that ho, ho, ho and all, and I had a laugh like in spite of myself, you know?
But Uncle Stan...
Close your eyes, huh?
But the reindeer, you forgot where St. Nick whistled and shouted and called them by name.
Oh, okay, well, I'm coming to that. I get the picture, huh? You ready for the name?
Yes, yes.
You sure you're snestled in your bed?
I'm snestled.
Okay, here they come, boy. Now Dasher. How's his name, see? Now Dasher. Now Dancer. Now Prancer. Now Marilyn. Now Gina.
Hold it.
Now Lola.
Hold it.
Brigida.
Uncle Stan.
Remember, dear, names?
It's Dasher, Dancer, Prancer, Vixen, Comet, Cupid, Donner, and Blitzen.
Close your eyes, huh? Remember that jelly belly fella I told you about was steering the deers?
Yes.
Well, he came sliding to his hair fireplace, spread a bunch of toys around, and took off, you know? And, oh, the silly one against the moon there, he looked over his shoulder and, he hollered a darling ad lib, which escapes me for the moment.
Uncle Stan's asleep, but what St. Nick really said was, Happy Christmas to all, and to all a good night.
Okay, they get the picture.
Close your eyes, huh?
Hey, you! What are you doing there?
I'm shivering on a Christmas Eve. It's 99 below on my block. And I freeze my stones, trying to close the window, wishing that snow would stop. Then in flies a cat that's all dressed up in red with a huge toy sack. Weighs 305 pounds, he gave my roofline a big permanent crack. I said, hey,
you,
get off of my house. Hey,
you,
get down from this house. Hey,
you,
get off of my house.
Don't hang around,
or I'll knock you down from this house. Those jingle bells were ringing. I said, hey, take your deer and get flying. A voice says, ho, 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 how are ya? Merry Christmas to you tonight. I said, it's 3 a.m., I don't need toys. I got a machine gun under my bed. So keep off of my roof, or I'll have to blast your candy ass out of that sled. I say, hey,
you,
get off of my house. Hey,
you,
stay off of my house. Hey,
you,
get off, you big louse.
Don't hang around,
or I'll shoot you down from this house.
Up on the rooftop, reindeer paws. Out jumps a swinging Santa Claus. Up on the housetop, click, boom, click. Down to the ground goes stiff Saint Nick.
I say, hey,
you,
get off of my house. Hey,
you,
get off of my house.
Hey,
you, get off my big house.
Don't hang around, I'll shoot you down.
Hey, mister, you shot Santa Claus.
Hey, don't worry, kid, I only nicked him. He'll limp a little, but he'll be all right.
Hey, you.
Hey, Steve, Edie, go see what's in the bag.
Don't hang around.
Charlie.
La 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 la.
Drive through Kmart one is Holly.
Dasher and Dancer and Prancer and Vixen, Comet and Cupid and Donner and Blitzen, but do you recall the biggest butt-kissing reindeer of all? Rudolph the brown-nosed reindeer, bottom of his reindeer class, wanted to be sleigh leader, so he started kissing Santa's ass. All of the other reindeer learned to really hate his guts. Whenever they saw Santa, Rudy's nose was up his butt.
I'm dressing up like Santa Claus on Christmas, as soon as I can get out on parole. I'll hang out on your street, your kids I'd love to meet, as soon as I get out of this rat hole. And I won't mind just sliding down your chimney, 'cause I just spent 15 years of shoveling coal. I'm dressing up like Santa Claus on Christmas, as soon as I can get out on parole. I'm anxious to get out among the living, and I'm making up a list of folks to see. Suited up in red and white instead of these old stripes, just think of how surprised they're gonna be. The old hometown will sure be glad to see me, 'cause by now it's slipped their minds how much I stole. And I'm dressing up like Santa Claus on Christmas, as soon as I can get out on the road. All playing, boys.
Christmas bells were ringing, everyone was gay. The children were all singing when I heard a curly top say, oh, I wish my mom would marry Santa Claus, then he'd be in the family. I'd like him round, you see, to help my mommy decorate the Christmas tree. I wish my mom would marry Santa Claus, then I know he would always stay. And we could always play with the toys I get on Christmas Day. All the year I know he's very busy, shining Rudolph's nose up bright. Maybe I could help him keep it shiny for that very important night. Oh, I wish my mom would marry Santa Claus, then he'd stay in the family. And it would always be like Christmas every day for me. My mom would marry Santa Claus, then he'd be in the family. I'd like him round, you see, to help my mommy decorate the Christmas tree. I wish my mom would marry Santa Claus, then I know he would always stay. And we could always play with the toys I get on Christmas Day. All the year I know he's very busy. Shining Rudolph's nose up bright. Maybe I could help him keep it shiny for that very important night. Oh, I wish my mom would marry Santa Claus, then he'd stay in the family, and it would always be like Christmas every day for me.
That's Gene Autry, in case you missed that, but Carl Kottner in the orchestra, that's a mystery. I have to look that one up. Hugo Winterhalter, The Music of the Stars. This is Hugo Winterhalter. I have to tell you, Hugo conducted the Milwaukee Symphony for 1 year back in the early 50s. I can't find much more on that. One of my favorite orchestras of all time. And next up is Jimmy Stewart with Johnny Carson on The Music of the Stars on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I can't think of anybody I'd rather start the New Year's Eve or New Year's with than you, well, as a guest. Good to see you.
Johnny, I feel the same way.
Yeah, Happy New Year. Did you make any resolutions? I was asking the audience, or did you give that up?
I forgot.
did you ever used to make resolutions?
Yeah.
Like what?
Smoking cigarettes.
You quit that? Yeah.
And, talk them faster.
Anytime you need a straight man, just give me a call. I'll sit here and set this stuff up all night long.
Jimmy Stewart on the Johnny Carson Show. That was 1989. These are the high-lows from Milwaukee.
Caressed the trees, tenderly. The trembling leaves embrace the breeze tenderly. Then you and I came wandering by and lost in a sigh.
That's Gene Peerling's great arrangements. Gene Peerling wrote a lot for a lot of people, including Pat Scott of Florida. We have her album. Have to feature it right after the holiday. This is Nat Cole. The year 1954.
The evening breeze caressed the trees tenderly. The trembling trees embrace the breeze tenderly. Then you and I came wandering by and lost in a sigh, were we. The shore was kissed by sea and mist tenderly. I can't forget how two hearts met breathlessly. Your arms open wide and close me inside. You took my lips, you took my love so tenderly.
Originally in 1946, Rosie Clooney had the big hit on that. The Music of the Stars, Jack Jones. The Civic Media Radio Network.
Close your eyes, little doll. Close your eyes. Go to sleep, little doll. For tomorrow is Christmas. Good night, little love. Sweet dreams. Tomorrow, my love, will be a big day. There'll be snow falling down from the skies. You'll awake by a tree strung with popcorn and holly. That jolly old Santa will leave. Not a peep, little dog. Go to sleep, little doll, while I sing you a lullaby for Christmas Eve. Go to sleep, little doll. Pleasant dreams. You'll awake Christmas Day in a room full of gaily wrapped presents to give and receive. So to bed, little one. Nod your head, little one, while I sing you a lullaby for Christmas Eve.
Music of the Stars. We lost Jack earlier this year. That's Pete King's orchestra. And Kate Kaiser. This is a 78 RPM record with Harry Babbitt. The title, I Came Here to Talk for Joe. The year 1943.
Pardon me, miss, please don't run away. I'm sure you'll want to hear what I have to say. I came here to talk for Joe. He wants me to let you know he can't keep that date with you tonight. I came here to talk for Joe. Gee, that kid sure loves you so. And when he gets the chance, he said he'd ride. That boy has so much courage. I've seen the things he can do, but he never had the courage to tell you how he feels about you. He's got a perfect alibi. He can't be here in the sky. So I came here to talk for Joe. She can't be here and in the sky, so I came here to talk for Joe.
And Cary Grant.
Your health, my friend. And here's to you. Chin Chin, my friend. And Dean Skoll, too. A votre santé. All life through. And via con Dios. God, go with you. Good times, my friend. Shalom, shalom. Bless your family. And bless your home. Strovia,
Rosi,
Lachaim,
Rigi,
Yassi,
Schlante,
Kampai, Kung Hee Fat Joy, and Old Lang Syne. My friend, here's to you.
For the music of the stars today, but then I'll be with you on New Year's Eve from 7 until 1 a.m. This is the Civic Media Radio Network. Thanks for being here. Would you believe a quarter of a century ago, the millennium? What's happened in your 25 years? Now stand by for news on the Columbia Broadcasting System. One more hour of the music of the stars. Happy New Year, everyone.
Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. The NTSB is sending a team to South Korea to investigate the deadly crash of a South Korean passenger jet. The Boeing 737 attempted to land with its landing gear up. It skidded across a runway, hit a wall, and burst into flames. 129 of 131 on board died. ABC aviation consultant John Nance said that landing gear being up poses a major question.
You don't land with your landing gear up if you have time to put it down. There's an alternate method, even if you've lost all hydraulics. So why did they land with the gear up? Was it a situation where they had another emergency that we don't understand yet in the cockpit, or was there something else, including just forgetting to put it down in the middle of an emergency?
President of Azerbaijan said Russia shot down the country's jetliner over Kazakhstan Christmas Day and that it wasn't intentional, but that Russia tried to hush up what happened. Across the U.S., about 50 tornadoes reported over the last 3 days, blamed for 2 deaths Saturday. This is ABC News.